letters were the words "Wanted on Voyage."
Why, Henry, I believe you were right after all. It is a bear.
She peered at it more closely. It was brown in colour, a rather dirty brown, and it was wearing a most odd-looking hat with a wide brim. From beneath the brim, two large round eyes stared back at her. Seeing that something was expected of it, the bear stood up and politely raised its hat, revealing two black ears.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Can I help you?
Well, no. As a matter of fact, we were wondering if we could help you.
You're a very small bear.
I'm a very rare sort of bear. There aren't many of us left where I come from.
And where is that?
Darkest Peru. I'm not really supposed to be here at all. I'm a stowaway.
A stowaway?
Ooh, yes. I emigrated, you know. I used to live with my Aunt Lucy in Peru, but she had to go into a home for retired bears.
You don't mean to say you've come all the way from South America by yourself?
Yes. Aunt Lucy always said she wanted me to emigrate when I was old enough. That's why she taught me to speak English.
But whatever did you do for food? You must be starving.
Ah.
Bending down, the bear unlocked the suitcase with a small key, which it also had round its neck, and brought out an almost empty glass jar.
I ate marmalade.
Oh.
Bears like marmalade. And I lived in a lifeboat.
Lifeboat? Oh.
But what are you going to do now? You can't just sit on Paddington Station waiting for something to happen.
Oh, I shall be all right, I expect.
The bear bent down to do up its case again. As he did so, Mrs. Brown caught a glimpse of the writing on the label. It said, "Please look after this bear. Thank you."
Oh, Henry, what shall we do? We can't just leave him here. There's no knowing what might happen to him. London's such a big place when you've nowhere to go. Can't he just come and stay with us for a few days?
Oh, but Mary, dear, we can't take him. Not just like that. After all,
what? He is rather sweet. And he'd be such company for Jonathan and Judy, even if it's only for a little while. They'd never forgive you if they knew you'd left him here.
It all seems highly irregular. I'm sure there's a law about it. Would you like to come and stay with us? That is, if you've nothing else planned, of course.
Oh, yes, please. I should like that very much. I've nowhere else to go, and everyone seems in such a hurry.
Well, that's settled, then.
But...
And you can have marmalade for breakfast every morning.
Every morning? I only had it on special occasions at home. Marmalade's very expensive in Darkest Peru.
Then you shall have it every morning starting tomorrow. And honey on Sunday.
Will it cost very much? You see, I haven't very much money.
Oh, of course not. We wouldn't dream of charging you for anything. We shall expect you to be one of the family, shan't we, Henry?
Of course. By the way, if you are coming home with us, you'd better know our names. This is Mrs. Brown, and I'm Mr. Brown.
How do you do? I haven't really got a name, but only a Peruvian one which no one can understand.
Then we'd better give you an English one. It'll make things easier. It ought to be something special. I know what. We found you on Paddington Station, so we'll call you Paddington.
Paddington. Paddington. It seems a very long name.
Quite distinguished. Yes, I quite like Paddington as a name. Paddington it shall be.
Good. Now, Paddington, I have to meet our little daughter Judy off the train. She's coming home from school. I'm sure you must be thirsty after your long journey, so you go along to the buffet with Mr. Brown and he'll buy you a nice cup of tea.
I'm very thirsty. Now, where's my suitcase? After you, Mr. Brown.
Yeah, thank you, Paddington.
Now, Henry, look after him. And for goodness sake, when you get a moment, take that label off his neck. It makes him look like a parcel.
The buffet.